It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. Mark chapter 1, verse 32 to 39. And Luke chapter 4, starting from verse 40. Here we see Jesus Christ healing many people at the same time. Mark is saying so many people, the whole city, came at the door. What door was it? That was the door where Jesus Christ healed Peter's mother-in-law. And the Word of God says, at the evening, many people came, crowding that door. And the Word of God says, many were sick with the various kinds of disease. Not only that, many people were demon-possessed. And the Luke says, chapter 4, verse 40, Jesus Christ laid hand on every one of them, and they were all healed. Can you imagine? Whole night, Jesus Christ is laying hands on each and every sick person and casting out every demon. And the Word of God says, all people were healed. Not a single person went home disappointed. Some people think few people can get healed and some people will never get healed. But in these chapters, we see every one of them was healed. Evil spirits were cast out, and various diseased people were healed. And how Jesus laid hands on each and every one of them. Whole night He was praying for them. And you read in Mark and Luke, early in the morning, when it was still dark, He went alone in a desert place to pray. And many people were looking for Jesus Christ. And even His disciples came and said, people are waiting for you. And why are you here? He said, there are so many other places I would like to go. And that's the reason I have come. So let's go to other places. That means He wanted each and every person in each and every town to be healed. Here Mark said, whole city came to Jesus Christ. And when those people were healed, they didn't want Jesus Christ to leave their town. So He secretly disappeared from them and people were looking for Him. There are so many people dying without God and without Christ. And Jesus Christ has called us to go to uttermost part of the world and do the same thing what Jesus Christ has done. One day, one minister invited me to his church. Whole day, morning until evening, I visited whole town and invited them to that church. Start service evening 6 o'clock. Until morning 5 o'clock, I was standing, preaching, praying, and just like Jesus Christ did, same thing I did, laid hands on every one of them, and God did signs and wonders and miracles. And the man who was the pastor of that church stood there and started crying. I said, "Why are you crying?" He said, 50 years I served the Lord. I never saw miracles with my own eyes. But today I saw many miracles. Like whatever recorded in the Bible, I see it today. And that day, so many people got saved and baptized, and people were rejoicing. When God has called you to do His work, there is no time limit. There is no weakness or tiredness. He gives you supernatural power to do His will. I am serving the Lord since 1956. And God is doing signs and wonders and miracles. Do you believe that God can touch you and heal you? Jesus Christ healed many people. And I just gave you an example. I did the same, not once, but many times. Sometimes you do not have to touch even. Hundreds and thousands of people, you can just say the word, and the word of God will heal them, deliver them, and set them free. I'm going to pray for you. Just call upon Jesus. Say, "Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen." Now, if you prayed this prayer from your heart, your sins are forgiven. Once your sins are forgiven, then the healing comes immediately. Let's pray together. And whoever is listening to my voice, maybe you are in the car, pull your car aside. I'm going to pray. You are in the hospital, lying on your bed, or anywhere you are. There is no distance in prayer. I'm going to pray. You touch your body or touch somebody else. Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 says, "Two of us agree touching anything, He will hear our prayer." Let's pray together in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I bring all of these people to you. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. And let them know Jesus Christ is alive today. And He has given His power and His authority to the servants of God. And there are hundreds and thousands of servants of God doing healings and miracles around the world. Bless each and every one of them. And let your name be glorified. I send your word right now to each and every one who is listening. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you believed that Jesus Christ has touched you, then what you should do. Try to do the things which you were not able to do before. And if you want to make certain that sickness and disease is gone, then go to your doctor for checkup. Or go to church and tell someone what Jesus Christ has done. Keep reading the Word of God, praying every day, so you can be completely healed by the power of God. The Word of God says, Book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17, the faith comes by hearing, hearing the Word of God. We are giving you the Word of God. It's recorded in the Bible. Read the Bible. You will understand more. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, Matthew says, all these miracles are happening around the world. And he is giving the reason. He says, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Isaiah 53, if you read, the Word of God says, he took our sickness, disease, sorrow, pain on the cross, and with his stripes we are healed. Don't listen to other people. Listen to the Word of God. Word of God has power to touch and heal. There is a power in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is a power in the name of Jesus Christ. If you really, really believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there is nothing impossible with God. So just trust in Jesus Christ. Believe in His Word. And you will see healing power working in your lives. If you listen unbelieving things, you will have more doubt and more frustration. But if you come like a childlike faith and believe the Word of God, the Word of God will work in your lives and you will never be the same. So trust in Him and get your miracle by faith.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.